Jillian Foots of Edmonton Playgrounds joins us to talk about a special fundraising drive going on. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the 20,000 diapers drive and how it got started.
Absolutely. So last year, my friend Iris Toon, who owns the store that's called The Fourth in Southgate Center, approached me and she said, I have this idea, I have this dream of supporting Edmonton families who are in need of diapers, and I really want to work together and see if we can bring in 20,000 diapers. And I thought, you're crazy. But really, if anyone can put power behind a dream, it's Iris. She is amazing. And so we teamed up and we reached out to both of our social networks, and we had the most amazing support from Edmonton families, people who heard us on the radio, people who saw it on social media, people who visit Iris's store, and they came and they donated. And last year we raised over 21,000 diapers plus over $6,000 for Edmonton's food bank, and all of that to support Edmonton families in need.
So what are your goals for this year then? It is still called the 20,000 diapers drive, but you raised, what did you say, 21,000? So should we call it like the 22,000?
Maybe so. We're setting the bar equal this year.
Okay.
We know that prices are going up of a lot of things. It's a tough time to ask people to donate things, especially going into the holidays. But we're saying, look, we're going to try and do it again. 20,000 diapers one more time. And if we go over that, that's just the icing on the cake, really.
Why are diapers such a critical need for families in Edmonton right now, do you think?
You know, I think it's just the fact that prices are going up everywhere and the idea that they're essential, right? They're essential. If you have a baby, you need a diaper. So to think about the idea of a family faced with the choice between putting food on the table or diapering their baby, we don't want anyone face that decision. So we really wanted to support, and we wanted to raise awareness as well, because Edmonton's Food Bank collects diapers and gives out diapers. So people might not know that. So if they're facing that situation, they know this might help them realize where they can turn for help.
So tell us about it. How does this work? How does the diaper drive work?
Absolutely. It's really easy. If people want to donate physical diapers, they can do so at The Fourth in Southgate Center. It's up on the second floor. It's a great little store. You can bring your diapers right in there. And if you bring your diapers, you'll be counted into our prize draws. So we're giving away some prizes to incentivize people to bring diapers. If people can't make it to The Fourth but still want to donate diapers, we absolutely encourage that. Please take them to Edmonton's Food Bank, because they will be very grateful to have those diapers to support families. People can also just easily do this from their phone or their computer. They can make a monetary donation right at Edmonton's Food Bank website. And you can select, they've actually set up in their drop-down menu, you can select that your money goes to The Fourth Diaper Drive right in the drop-down menu, and then we will get notified that you have made a donation to that program.
We will get the details from the links up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Jillian, thank you as always.
Thank you so much, Shannon.